Yeah. So you're saying, should women change? Yeah, I think, so this is related to the higher prevalence of obesity in women compared with men, yeah. Part of that is related to the fact that obviously women are the sex that have children, and having children really increases your risk of obesity, because with each child, it's quite difficult, it can be quite difficult to lose the weight, and so that is a very strong factor. But yes, I do think that more effort should be put into assisting women to deal with that. Some of it is cultural. So, for example, in some immigrant communities in the UK, the women don't go out as much for whatever reason, for cultural reasons. And that does limit physical activity as well. So that could be a large component.
Does it make sense to distinguish between designed food and natural food? Because I read an article where it was stated that natural food has substances which make us to stop eating, and designed food that has substances in it which make us to eat more.
Right, that's interesting. I don't think you can be quite so general, but it is true that some types of food make you feel full better than other types. And that's particularly so for foods that are rich in protein, because protein is very satiating. Satiating means that it fills you up, more so than carbohydrate and more so than fat. Fat is actually the nutrient that is the least satiating. Fat is the nutrient that is the easiest to overeat because it's very palatable. So if you have a diet that is reasonably high in protein, then that's quite satiating. It goes in that order: protein, carbohydrate, fat. So it's easy to overeat fat. And fat has more calories in it than protein and carbohydrate. Yes, one last question perhaps. Is there any relation between
obesity and
psychology? Yes. Yeah, a lot of research is focused on food choice and eating patterns, and whether people who become obese are less responsive to, more or less responsive to external signals to either make them eat or stop them eating. But so far, there haven't really been any very clear answers. It's quite possible that people who have problems with their appetite control have something that is partly genetic and partly psychological, but we haven't really got to the bottom of that at all. Shall we allow one more? No, one more question. Better type of fat. Okay, that's a good question. So the question is, omega-3 fats are thought to be good, so should we be eating those instead, and will we not get quite so fat if we eat those? At the end of the day, it's amount of fat that's important, whether it comes from omega-3 or another source. If you're eating too much compared with your expenditure, you will still put on weight. But it's quite clear that different types of fat have an impact on other risk factors, like your blood cholesterol. And omega-3 fats have definitely been shown to be beneficial for cardiovascular disease, for heart disease, and also potentially for inflammatory disease. In fact, that's my main research area. So they can be used therapeutically, but actually they're found in so few foods that it's quite hard to eat a lot of omega-3 fat. So there is a recommendation at the moment that we should try to eat at least one portion of oily fish every week, because oily fish, like salmon and mackerel, are good sources of omega-3s. And if we eat those once a week, then that is thought to be beneficial. but in terms of overall amount of fat, the idea is to not eat too much, to keep the overall amount of fat quite low, and not to eat too much saturated fat, which is very bad in terms of heart disease. Okay, thank you very much.